spring of 2015. My name is Eric Francis, here to tell you a bit about the influence of this Mercury retrograde on your life, offer some perspectives and perhaps some strategies for how to work with it. This retrograde of Mercury takes place from the 18th or 19th, depending on your time zone, of May through the 11th of June. And there'll be a shadow phase, a kind of a trailing off for about 2.5 weeks after that, when there may still be some influences as Mercury remains in the degrees where it was retrograde. And the thing for you to know about Mercury retrograde this time around is that it's taking place entirely in the sign Gemini. And Gemini is your third solar house. If you're Aries rising, it's your third house by whole sign houses. Solar houses are whole sign houses. We just count the sign. It's very simple. If you're Aries, Taurus is your second, Gemini is your third. And so you have this overlay of third house concepts and Gemini, and they are pretty similar. And what this tells me, first of all, about you inherently, is that you are potentially an excellent communicator. That includes written, it includes spoken word, it includes the ability to use and, you might say, manipulate concepts, to work in the realm of ideas. But the downfall of that for you is that you tend to not be that patient, and so you can easily gloss over your best ideas and not take advantage of them, not get the maximum benefit or advantage of them. And so this Mercury retrograde is saying to slow down and consider everything involving an idea, everything involving something that you express, every element of communication, every way in which you make your thoughts known to another person. And the idea is to slow down enough to really see that communication is a self-reflexive process. That in writing a letter, for example, in any form for written communication, a letter, a memo, an email, the thing you're trying to do is to say something to another person. And in order to do that, you need to be able to hear what you are saying and hear the words and analyze whether they make sense before you send them. So this is this necessitates a study in speaking or writing, speaking if you want to practice, which can be very helpful, but writing, reading, revising, reading again, and making sure that what you say has the right sound and the right feeling and the right choice of inflection, the right choice of words. And I think this is not done so much anymore. I think that this is kind of thing that's getting skipped over in the digital age, where people basically blurt out what they're going to say and hope for the best. And what this Mercury retrograde is doing is it's essential to slow down the process. Now, there is quite a bit here about the relationship of different sides of the story and to the objective truth. Now, there may not be an objective truth, but there certainly is a thing called true enough. Truth is kind of a purity threshold. There is no pure element, pure chemical, pure anything. Everything is pure enough for what it does to get the job done, and you want to make sure that you exceed the true enough standard. And in order to do that, it's necessary to see that there are other viewpoints. And so when you are expressing something or thinking something through or analyzing something, it will be very helpful for you to look at the different viewpoints of what you are, of what you're expressing, and make sure that you've accounted for the potentials, for example, for disagreement, potentials for other ideas to factor in and not come from the viewpoint of thinking that you are inherently right. That is really kind of distracting. And it's also considerate of others to at least give their viewpoint airtime, to say, well, I've considered this from this point of view, and I've also considered this from this point of view, and here is my assessment based on looking at this diversity of viewpoints, this, you know, the ability to show that your mind has the ability to see how this looks from different directions, different considerations, and different interpretations of the same fact pattern. Now, there is another very important element, and I think it may be the central theme of this Mercury retrograde for you in some way, and that is the difference between what is true and what is not true. And by that, I mean the potential for deception, for self-deception, and this need that seems to always exist in human interaction, which is to somehow alter and or stretch the truth in some way. It is very rare that people tell the absolute truth all the time. In fact, these people don't tend to make it very far, and so there is a necessary diplomacy, which has one definition meaning two-faced, two viewpoints, and there is there's also, you know, leaving things out for the sake of brevity, including things for the sake of making your point, and then also covering your ass. Now, no one likes to really talk about this. We like to count ourselves always as being truthful people and having the utmost integrity. And what I'm suggesting here is that on some level, deception or self-deception is almost always a factor in communication. And what this Mercury retrograde's theme seems to be for you is making sure that you're fully conscious of that reality. That is at least a step closer to the truth to be able to say, okay, this, I said that for that reason, I said that for that reason. I'm giving different versions of the story to these different people for this reason, and noticing that in a sense there are multiple voices speaking through you. And if you notice that about yourself and you are able to tune into that and identify what those voices are and what those voices are saying, it's going to be a heck of a lot easier for you to negotiate the intricacies of this Mercury retrograde, wherein communication may get a bit complicated if you're not. So you basically need to be the master of communication and, in a sense, the master of interpretation, or the multiple interpretations of the facts that you are presented with. So what I suggest you do is that you turn up the scrutiny, that you evaluate more carefully exactly what you're saying, what you're doing, why you're saying it, and why you're expressing that viewpoint to that particular person, and that you begin this whole journey with a commitment to be honest with yourself, to know at least for yourself what the bottom line is at all times, and to not deceive you. It is one thing out of some necessity or convenience or imperfect ethics to say something to someone else that stretches the truth in some way, but it's another thing entirely to deny something on your own or to stretch the truth to yourself, or to essentially write a press release and then believe it. And this is the thing I'm suggesting that you be highly conscious of, and that you make sure that that you understand where you are coming from at all times. Now, there is something in here about what appears to be a necessity or seeming necessity to deceive in some way. And what my message here is, I believe that in the realm of human discourse, that deception is a kind of a last resort. It's the kind of thing you use to get out of some imminent danger, where the danger itself is worse than deceiving. You know, you could think of examples of, imagine it's World War II and you're living in Holland and you're hiding people in the basement, and the Gestapo comes to the door and they say, is anybody here we should know about? And you say, no, and that's it. Obviously, that's deception, assuming there's someone down in the basement or in the attic. up in the attic. But it's less harmful than the truth. Okay, so here's the way to think of deception, in my opinion. Think of deception as the very last resort, and think of it as the poison dart that you need to keep in your arsenal, knowing that it's unlikely that you will ever need it, that there is a way that you can reason or argue or not say anything, which is, some say, a form of deception called withholding, but that to actively deceive in some way is a poison dart, and you know that that poison dart can come back at you. And that's why it's essential to use that cautiously and to avoid using it at any cost except the greatest cost. So there's a caution here, and it's saying, well, there appears to be some situation. Your integrity may be on the line in some way, particularly around the 27th of May when Mercury conjoins Mars. And be conscious, be cautious about this, and don't do anything that is going to be harmful or be used against you, and be extremely cognizant of the potential consequences of everything that you say and everything that you do. And remember, there may be a kind of a cloak put over the whole thing where things seem more innocuous than they are. They seem less meaningful than they are, when in reality they may be quite meaningful, and you may just sort of miss the main point. And the main point is that it's essential that you be leery. And this applies also to everything that you read and to all communications that are sent in your direction, that you be analytical about what you are exposed to, that you be very cautious, and that you investigate the veracity of anything, especially around purchases. The potential for deception around purchases is that you don't know what you're getting, and that is a reason to wait until the Mercury station direct on June 11th, and maybe even give it a couple of days before you make any final commitments based on information that you're not necessarily certain of. And then you must add a kind of an uncertainty factor, where no matter how certain you are, you would also add into that mix, and I may be wrong. So you may say that the theme, one theme of this retrograde, is to always remember and keep as your mantra, and I may be wrong. Not sure if I'm right about this, but the facts seem to point in this direction. And this will be especially true around work-related communication. You need to make sure that you verify things and checked over and over, and that you really understand what you're reading, and that you, in the multiplicity theme of Gemini, that you check things over several different times. In other words, you read and then potentially reread, ask someone else to read, and then have a conversation verbally to verify the content and the intent of the people who are involved in the discussion. Now, I began with the concept of impatience, and that you could be a potentially very good communicator were it not for impatience. And Mars entering the region of this Mercury retrograde, Mars is going to be there almost the whole time. This is the reason for the little extra edgy reading that I'm giving here, and accounting for the possibility of being wrong, and for the possibility of that there may be either the necessity to deceive in some way as a very last resort, or you need to keep that in your quiver. And also that others may feel that way toward you and feel like, well, all's fair in love and war, and therefore I'm going to say whatever I have to say to get through here. Make sure that you scrutinize things patiently, because what Mars is going to do is add the sense that you think you're right, that you feel right when you might not necessarily be right. Very strong message about this. And so you have to check yourself. You have to check yourself. And you have to look within and verify things. And one of the best ways to do that is to delay the process pending further information. You have some aspects that indicate that you might leap to conclusions and that the conclusions might be wrong as a result of a number of factors, including that which you cannot see. And as this retrograde presses toward the Mercury station direct on the 11th, there's going to be a whole bunch of new information cascading out. And you want to make sure that you have made as few statements as possible, that you have said as little as possible about whatever you're uncertain about, and that you have not committed based on incomplete information. So hopefully I've driven this idea well enough. Revision is important, revising what you write, revising what you say, and making sure that despite all impulse to the contrary, and I really mean all impulse to the contrary, that you bite your tongue, that you hold off on speaking, committing, writing, signing, promising until you're absolutely certain of something. And when you when you must proceed without absolute certainty, find some way to leave yourself room to be wrong, an exit clause of some kind or some kind of statement inserted into the dialogue acknowledging the possibility that you don't exactly have all the facts. You say something like, based on the known facts, this is what I believe to be true. One last point, speaking of the third house, there's something here about keeping your affairs local and working with people in business who are well known to you, rather than strangers from afar, organizations without people involved. Make sure that you do your best to work with, stick with, communicate with local merchants, local contacts of any kind. Keep your affairs close to home. Keep them as close to within walking distance as you can. I know that many places in the United States, there is no such thing as walking distance, but there is the equivalent of walking distance, which is really like the 5 to 10 minute drive. And people whose names are known to you, people whose friends you know, people whose cousins or brothers you know, something where there is an established community, social network. Stick close to that, and that is one of the best sources of intelligence that you'll have, the best sources of validation, verification, confirmation, and of trustworthy business, because generally when things are local, people have more of a sense that the future matters, and there's more of a sense of reputation being on the line. Okay, so that pretty much covers the basics, except that, you know, looking at your 12th house here with all this Pisces in it, I will just remind you one more time in closing that there is a lot that you don't know, and therefore a lot that you can and will find out, and I suggest you do that gently and in layers. Pay attention to your dreams. There's going to be a lot of dream activity, which tells you which gives you information, it tips the hand, it provides a kind of a tell into what you really are thinking, what you really are feeling, and just as significantly, or perhaps just a little bit less significantly, where others are actually coming from. So be patient. Think of reality as organized in layers, particularly informational reality, and do your due diligence. All right. Check out your rising sign for additional information. And thanks for listening. Thanks for taking advantage of the astrology that I have to offer. And I'll catch you in the Ask Me section. I forgot what we're calling that. It's a conference call that I'm planning to have next week on Thursday. That'll be sometime before Mercury stations, but we'll send out an email about that. All right. Bless. Bye for now.